Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. My name is Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Great to be here on this beautiful winter day.
Yep, it's going to warm up a little bit today. And today is Small Business Day, U.S. Small Business Day. And we have a great show for you this morning. We have a small business owner with us, Dr. Christina Lehner, owner of Creature Comfort Care LLC in Oshkosh. Stay tuned. We're going to hear about a very unique veterinarian practice that addresses the needs of pets and does it with an excellent bedside manner. So stay tuned, and we encourage you to call in with some questions because we'll give out the phone numbers in a few minutes. First, we'd like to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter. SCORE is a national organization. We have a chapter here in the Fox Cities. We're headquartered in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton, and we service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have about 45 mentors or volunteers in our chapter who bring expertise to the business owner in areas such as marketing, IT, intellectual properties, legal, strategic planning, banking, cash flow, accounting. If you're looking to start a business or if you're in business and you'd like to grow your business and you'd like some advice or some inspiration on how to do that, contact us at SCORE. You can reach us at foxcities.score.org. That's our website. There's an application for counseling services, mentoring services on the website. Just fill that in and hit the send button, and probably within 3 or 4 days, a SCORE mentor will be contacting you to schedule your first meeting. We also are looking for volunteers. So if you're out there in the listening audience and you want to give back and you have an expertise in business and you'd like to give something back to the entrepreneurial market, the world out there, contact us at foxcities.score.org. And you can volunteer to be a mentor. We'd love to have you come and join us at a meeting. In addition to doing the mentoring that we do, we also have webinars, and SCORE puts on webinars throughout the year. Randy, tell us about a webinar that's coming up in January.
Well, there's going to be a seminar. The webinars, we do a lot of webinars on SCORE.org national website as well. But locally here, the first seminar we're going to be having next year, or at the start of the year, I should say, is going to be in January. On the 14th is going to be the first class of our Simple Steps program. We talk about this quite a bit. It's a 5-step program. It takes 5 weeks. You come in the first session on the 14th of January, and it's what it takes to be in business. What's the basics? After that, we then go for 4 more weeks on understanding what a basic business is all about, what is marketing all about, what are your financial plans and so on, how to handle those, including spreadsheets on your cash flow, on your profit and loss, on income and expense, all of those types of areas. And then finally, the last session, Tony, you do that one, and that one is on where do
find
I
the
find
money.
The money,
pay for
which
it.
Everybody's excited about. So those
cheap
programs,
money.
Yeah, those programs are going to be starting in January. It'll be the 14th and run all the way through February the 11th. Those are Wednesdays. The first one will be at the Copper Rock coffee shop. It'll be at 8 a.m. in the morning.
Downtown.
Right downtown Appleton. And then the other ones will be at our office in the Fox Cities Chamber Building at 125 North Superior Street in Appleton.
And there's a lot of detail on that program on our website at foxcities.score.org, and you can also sign up to attend any one or all 5 of those programs.
Right. It's be loading those up on the website hopefully in
what's the cost
Monday.
On that?
$25 per session. Attend all 5 or any one that you find is important to you.
You're going to meet a lot of SCORE mentors who show up and mix with the crowd. You're going to meet a lot of other entrepreneurs who are in the same situation you might be in, looking for some answers and looking for some advice. But you build relationships with each other that last beyond the end of the class.
Right.
They go on into your business. So.
And don't forget, Tony, if people are on our website, which is biztalkwithscore.com, you can also click on the links there to register for this program or to volunteer or get other information about SCORE.
And the reason for biztalkwithscore.com is because we archive our shows, and we go back almost 4 years now. If you'd like to go back and listen to a program that you might have missed, just go to biztalkwithscore.com, and you can listen to the program.
Okay. Tony, can I just throw in one more plug? Being small business, Saturday today, I'm involved in a small business out on Northland Avenue for the next few days. The Y Service Club is going to be having their annual Christmas tree sale, and we'd ask you to stop over there. The lot is right in front of the Festival Food Store on Northland Avenue, and we would ask you to come on over. We have about 500 of the nicest trees you'd want to see, but they're going very, very fast.
They do.
And we have Fraser's, and we have balsams, heights all anywhere from 5 feet tall all the way up to one monster. So if you really like a big tree, we've got a 15-footer.
You got a 15-footer?
Yep. Come on over if you're looking for a big tree.
A 15-footer.
A 15-footer. Yep-er. And, yeah, come on over.
Put the star on that one.
Right yeah, now. Yeah, with a big ladder and a hook. So, anyway, but come on over. The prices are fine. All of the proceeds go to help the Y kids, and it's a really good program.
And last year you sold out early.
We usually sell out in the first 2 weeks.
So you got to get there early. It's going to be nice today. It's going to be nice tomorrow.
Gorgeous day.
Temperatures plummeting tomorrow afternoon.
Yep.
What a great weekend to go buy a tree.
Yeah, and we'll even have the Packer game on the loudspeakers outside tomorrow afternoon if you're out shopping. So.
And we'd like to put out a little support for the U.S. Small Business Day today. Shop locally, shop small business. You heard about it in the news this morning earlier on HBY. It's been in the news all week. Get out there and support your local merchants, your local folks. They compete with the big boxes all the time. But these are the folks you see at the grocery store, you see them in church, you see them at the doctor's office, you see them at the veterinarian's office. So go in and support your small business, local small business.
Right. And you also find it's a lot more calming, a lot more relaxing, and a lot more fun than rushing around out in the parking lot at the mall. So
we also want to thank our sponsors today. We have sponsors who help bring you the show every weekend, and those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hailing CPAs, Epiphany Law. We also want to thank Bank First National for their sponsorship and eBiz Results in Oshkosh. Actually built BizTalkWithScore.com. They help us maintain the website. So thanks to Mike Pulvermacher and his team over there. And also we want to thank the Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch, who promote our program in their biweekly issue of the Business News. If you're in business and you're not subscribed to the Business News, you really should be. For only $20 a year, every other week you get a periodical filled with news about what's going on in the business climate in East Central Wisconsin. So subscribe to the Business News and help your business out. We're going to come back after the break. We'll start a conversation with Dr. Christina Lehner, and you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
That kind of sets a tone for the rest of our show, I think.
I would think so.
Hound dog. This morning, we have as a guest Dr. Christina Lehner, who is the owner of Creative Comfort Care, LLC. It's a veterinary practice in Oshkosh. And we're going to meet Dr. Christina and her husband, Nate, this morning. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Welcome to our program. We're really glad you could make it. Nate, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Tell us a little bit about your practice, Christina. When did you start? What do you do? What's your specialty?
Sure. Well, we started Creature Comfort Clinic about 3.5 years ago, and really I never expected it to become what it is, and I'm just so thankful that I have the opportunity to work so closely with families and with their pets. So I do an in-home mobile practice, and I primarily focus on end-of-life care, so whether that be making the last time, so a home euthanasia visit, very peaceful and gentle, or doing hospice care. That's really what we focus on. And then we also do offer acupuncture and laser therapy as well for pets. So it's really a wonderful service that I really enjoy. I get to definitely spend more time with families and really understand their pets because I get to come into their home.
Where are you located, Christina, and how do folks get a hold of you?
Sure. Well, being a mobile practice, my office is your home. We are out of the Oshkosh area, but we certainly service a wide area. I've been to Milwaukee several times. I've also been all the way up to Marinette with this practice. So I go all over the place, and I really, really love it.
Do you have a phone number and a website?
Absolutely. Yep. So we have a toll-free number just because we do service different area codes. So that toll-free number, it's 844-PET-LOVE. And as far as a website, our website is creaturecomfortcare.com.
Mm-hmm. It's really a cool website. How long have you been a veterinarian? And then tell us about your athletic history as well. That's very interesting.
Sure. Well, I've been a veterinarian for about 5.5 years, and it's really, really flown by. It's been just such a wonderful career. Athletically, gosh, well, I've gotten to do lots of fun things. I'm kind of a sports junkie, but probably the thing I'm most proud of is my speed skating past. So I was a pretty intense, avid speed skater for a long time, and I actually got to skate at a competition at the 2002 Olympics.
Oh, congratulations.
That's really cool.
Outstanding.
That's really cool. And your practice, you did have a practice in Milwaukee area?
Yes.
Because you wanted to be near the training center.
Yep. After vet school, we moved back to the Milwaukee area with the hopes of really getting back into it because I really felt like there was unfinished business. But unfortunately, my knees did not agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So then you went out and continued on the veterinary path.
Yep.
Okay. Nate, we kind of left you at the side there for a little bit, but just trying to get, what is your role in the business? How do you work in this situation?
Right. I help Christina a lot, just supporting her in any way that I can. A lot of times that's answering the phones. That's such a hard phone call to make for some of those people that are, you know, calling that they have to put their pet down. And so we really try and be proactive and ready for that. So when you call our number, it goes to both of our cell phones. And if we don't get it, someone's going to, you know, we'll get back to you really quickly. I help a lot with that and dealing with that initial phone call, talking people through what can be a really tough time. Also, I help her out a lot with the business aspects of it.
On the business side, yep. What kind of role do you play?
Yep. I help her out a whole lot with the marketing, you know, and the social media and, you know, kind of sometimes a lot of the numbers and the tax planning and just overall business planning. Where are we going? What should we be doing? How can we market what we're doing better? So things like that.
So you're working as a pretty close team?
Yes. Yep. Okay. Which is good because if we're married and we don't work well together, it's not gonna be fun, but we have fun doing it.
Now, she's still smiling, so yeah.
And that's an issue a lot of married folks who are in business face. They work with each other all day, they go home with each other, and some can do that, some can't do that, but it takes a lot of good communication.
Yes.
Christina, you mentioned that your practice went in a direction you didn't think it would go in. Tell us about that.
Oh gosh, there's so many funny full circles about this whole thing. But really the way I got started was, I was the only doctor at the practice I was at in Milwaukee who was willing to take on a house call euthanasia request. I was just thinking, well, why not go on this? I have a few hours open in the afternoon. So I naively went out on this appointment and was forever changed by it because I got to really meet Miss Gracie. That was the dog's name. And I got to see her laying on her bed with all of her toys, see all of her pictures, and really just get to know her on a different level. And then the family was just so appreciative that a doctor would come over to the house to help with this.
Mm-hmm. In your website, I think it is, or also it was in that article in the Business News a few weeks ago, you mentioned young and impressionable, and you were willing to follow that journey.
Yes.
And that passion that you have, I think, is still there, exemplified even to the exponential degree.
Definitely.
I think the value that you bring is the bedside manner, your sensitivity to the emotion of that time in a pet's life that also impacts the family.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I don't think I could do this unless if I really believed in what I was doing as well as just really cared about the situation. And it's just one of those times that it's so important to keep this gentle and easy for the pet, and that's really our goal.
Mm-hmm. We're going to come take a quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll give out the phone numbers, invite you to call in and ask Dr. Christina some questions about pet care and about how she started her practice. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Too much for the business. Too much for the business. Too much for the business.
And welcome back to BizTalk. We're visiting this morning with Dr. Christina Lehner. She's the owner of Creature Comfort Care in LLC in Oshkosh, 5.5-year-old veterinary practice, and she's got a very great specialty. We'll give out the phone number right now. If you have a question for Dr. Christina, please give us a call, 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Dr. Christina, what are you certified in? What are your certifications? I think it's pretty broad, and folks should understand that.
Sure. Well, as a veterinarian, we're definitely knowledgeable in so many subjects, but I really have gone the extra length to get some special certifications for what I do. So I am certified in pet loss and grief companioning. It's different than counseling. It's much more being able to walk alongside a person who's going through pet loss and really understand what they're going through. So that was a certification that I undertook. I'm also certified in veterinary acupuncture, which was a very intensive schooling as well as testing process. But I really wanted to offer some complimentary safe services for pets that could really just be integrative to what their regular veterinarian was doing.
Mm-hmm. With the acupuncture.
You also have laser surgery certification?
I actually have a laser that I use with acupuncture. So I usually do both of those together.
Okay.
What type of treatments are you using the acupuncture for? What do people use those for?
Acupuncture is so amazing. It's extremely safe, and I use it a lot for pain control just because I do deal with a lot of pets that are having end-stage arthritis and things like that. But you really can use it for a lot. I've also helped a kitty in kidney failure that didn't have a very good appetite. So there's so many things that you can use it for.
Okay. And is that part of the holistic area? I know you've mentioned you do both hospice, end of life, and holistic veterinary care. Is that part of the holistic area? Is that
well,
how do you feel that, or how do you explain that?
I really like to consider it an integrative therapy. So you really do see the best benefits when you're using it along with other therapies.
Okay.
And so it's just another integrative, safe way to help with some of these ailments that pets are dealing with.
Okay. All righty.
Dr. Christina, in your practice, there are other veterinarians around town, and you mentioned that you've pioneered this area. You're kind of like, this is your niche you found. How do you relate to the other veterinarians? That's, in business, you have to respect your competition, know where they are, and relate with them. How do you do that?
Absolutely. I love other veterinarians, and they are most definitely not my competition. So I look at them as I look at us as really complementary businesses. I really need them, and their clients really need them. I offer just a completely different service that is integrative and complementary to what they're doing.
Most of our referrals come from other veterinary clinics.
You know,
I would say probably 50 to 60% are other clinics that we've partnered with that, trust us with their patients. And it's really good because, like I said, we're not in competition with them. We're just doing a service that is an extension of what they're doing and can do it in ways that is really specialized and done really well.
It's obviously received well by those other veterinarians because so many referrals come from them. We do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning. I just wanted to call and say that we had the good pleasure of meeting both Dr. Christina and her husband, Nate. We had an English Mastiff, 192 pounds, and who reached the end of her life, and we were so blessed. It was through our veterinarian that put us in contact with Dr. Christina, and they were just... It was the most wonderful thing. We, at 192 pounds, we weren't able to physically bring her into a veterinarian office. So to have somebody come to our home and spend the time that they did with their family, and just really, it was just an unbelievable service that they provided in such a sad time in our life.
Thank you so much for calling in. You have no idea how sweet and special that is that you called in. Can you remind me of your pet's name?
It was Clara.
Yes, yes, yes.
And she was our baby.
She's a big girl.
And you were so kind. You let us, just visit with her and tell you stories, and then your husband came because we needed to, bring her to have a place for her to rest, and he came, and you guys were such a good team.
Thank you so much, Pam. I remember that, and that was it's such a great example of this service, especially when you have those you know, those big ones, big breeds like the Mastiffs and things. And you know, that's really what we just try to do is make it what is a hard and traumatic time go as well as it possibly can.
And it was. I mean, it's still, we still miss her dearly, but I couldn't ask for a nicer end to her life. And it's been about a year and a half, but you are always in our thoughts and prayers because it was.
Thank you so much.
So kind of you.
Well, Pam, thank you very much for sharing that. Thanks for calling in this morning. Very much. Dr. Christina, that's the kind of testimonial that is also on your website. There's so many complimentary things on your website about the service you offer, all the services you offer.
I mean, really, I feel like I'm the one who's blessed. I'm thankful to be able to work with these families that really, really love their pets and just really want to make this time easy. And I feel like I've learned so many things, too, from these pets that have just touched our lives.
Mm-hmm. We have another caller online, too. Good morning. You have a question for Dr. Christina? Good morning.
Hello.
Yes.
I don't have a question, but this is Julie Ortman, and I am actually a neighbor of Dr. Christina's.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. And I'll tell you, I know that there's doctors out there that do this service, but for me, it's about Christina's heart, and it's about her journey and her passion that really helps, obviously, the pet and the families. But I don't think everybody could do this job with the grace and the attitude and the care that she does. So it really does take a special person. And Christina, you have found your calling for sure. And we are so glad that you have found that because our guy, our little B. Sean Baxter, he was 14 and he died a year ago. And again, like the caller previous, it wouldn't have been the same having to take him into a veterinarian hospice. So we really appreciate her and we hope and pray that your business is going to continue to be successful.
Julie, thank you so much. You're just bringing a tear to my eye here. That just really fills my heart. So
yeah,
thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
There is hardly a dry eye in the house right now. So
thank you very much for the call, Julie. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that was just hearing both of those, and I'm looking at your website right now. Again, just a touch of the business side, your mission statement that you have for your business, the compassionate in-home veterinary care, from what we just heard, that's pretty complete. That's a pretty good mission statement. You did a good job with that. Did that take a little while, or did that just happen?
Oh, boy. Well,
I don't remember. We were just kind of hashing out ideas for a while and really what, you know, Julie and Pam, what, you know, what they had to say is what I experienced the first time I went out with Christina too, watching her do this when she brought that. We really started this practice because we were thinking, oh, this will be a good way to pay off veterinary student loans. And it turned into something way bigger than that. Mm-hmm. And I remember going out, you know, the first time and watching her, you know, go through the process of a euthanasia and everything and being blown away, kind of like Julie and Pam, like, wow, this is incredible. She is really good at this. This mm-hmm. is an amazing, you know, it takes a special person to do this.
Oh, absolutely.
And I remember being blown away by it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we work so hard with some of our clients when it comes to trying to get that position statement clear. So when you see that, you understand.
Right.
And I congratulate you on that as a marketing guy. I'm very impressed because that one came across very, very well. You said it all. So
thank you.
Well,
I'd like to give out the phone numbers again for folks who'd like to call in and ask Dr. Christina or Nate a question. In Appleton, it's 281-1150 at 281-1150. And outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Dr. Christina, you had just two great testimonials that say what you've said in your opening remarks about your business, your love for this business and your love for the pets and the families who own the pets. It just takes time. It takes time to be with that family at that moment. And you obviously have a heart for that. What is it that motivated you? It keeps you motivated. What is it that keeps you going on this? Because you could probably get these calls at strange times, and you can't change. You can't schedule this. The call comes and you go.
Definitely, definitely. Just yesterday, we had a family whose pet fell in Mequon, and they couldn't find anybody to help this dog. And she was about 15, and she broke her knee. So yeah, it is a lot of being ready. And sometimes even having to reschedule some appointments, mm-hmm. you know, if they're not end of life for situations like that. But, you know, for me, it's just, it's not about the money. It's really just about, providing something that's important and valuable. And, I think, in life, that's just so important to find something that you feel like you can really make a difference with.
Do you do any other types of practice, vet practice for pets or anything? Explain other parts of your practice.
Certainly. So we've touched a little bit on the laser and acupuncture, and I do also help with regular veterinary care, but I really do that by special request. Mm-hmm. Certainly there are some situations where it be a pet that maybe is very arthritic and it's hard for it to get into the vet for its rabies shot, an annual exam. Other times we do have some families that are elderly and they really can't physically help get their pet there. So I do help by special request with regular veterinary care.
Okay. Now you said you specialize primarily just in small animals, correct? Household pets, nothing
yes.
large.
Yes, yes.
Other than the size of that mastiff that they were talking about, but
yeah, we did actually help with a goat as well once, and that was a lot of fun. but certainly that's not a normal thing for us.
Okay, what area you're located in Oshkosh? You said you go down to go down to Milwaukee and so on. But how large a territory do you actually work in?
About 100-mile radius.
Okay.
I would really like to expand to the people that have vacation homes in Hawaii that would like to fly us out there to take care of their pets. And so that's a niche market that we're trying to
next year.
On right
next
now.
Year.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we have somebody auditioning for a spot on the show here. I'm beginning to wonder. Okay. But no, legitimately about 100 miles. So use that phone number then. And that number was what for reaching you?
Our toll-free number is 844-PET-LOVE.
And you have a website. What's that website?
It's creaturecomfortcare.com.
What's neat about your phone number, too, is when I called you yesterday, and Nate mentioned already, is that number goes to your cell phones. So there's no recording machine unless you both are busy with something. You're going to get an answer to the phone call.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And it's one of those things where when it's your business, you know, you really care about it. So we certainly do check our voicemail on weekends and evenings as well, so mm-hmm. we really do try to be there
during the Packer games. Mm-hmm. But I'll wait for a timeout or halftime to call, so you may have to.
Now, Dr. Christina, in any business, we have to deal with vendors. We buy supplies from people. Tell us about your business end of supplies. Do you have pharmaceuticals? Do you band-aids, hypodermic needles?
Definitely. My little mobile mini is stocked with lots of supplies. I think the wonderful thing though is that I don't have a lot of inventory. And mm-hmm. so that's been wonderful where I don't have to invest a lot of money mm-hmm. into what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You just mentioned, again, being marketing, we just saw an example of that today. The mini that you have, with the signage on it, is that an effective tool for marketing?
I think it definitely is. Yeah, we've had, I had a call from a lady at Starbucks. She saw me at Starbucks.
Yeah, saw the car and I've gotten calls too. Hey, I saw your car. I'm following your car right now, you know, and it's great. Fox City Signs over in Appleton actually put the stuff on our car there.
Yeah, we know them over there. Just as an example, because one of the DJs came into the break room while we were talking and asked who owned the car with it. So again, a very effective marketing tool for you. So congratulations again. You guys seem to be, you know, at least getting there when it comes to the business side of it. So.
Dr. Christina, you've been in practice about 5.5 years?
Yes.
What do you envision a business looking like in 10 years?
Boy, that is just such a...
It's a dream.
It is. It is, and I'm a dreamer. Oh, boy. Well, a couple of things. We certainly are open to expanding with having another veterinarian, probably in a location like Milwaukee, just mm-hmm. because that is a little bit harder for me to get to that area. But it is something where you really have to find somebody with the right heart and
exactly.
the right way to carry themselves. So that's pretty hard, but we are thinking about that. I have also thought about writing some type of book or pamphlet for pet owners, you know, just mm-hmm. about end of life type things. Mm-hmm. And then my husband does have a pretty exciting thing that he's working on as well.
Yeah, we're going to be actually shooting a pilot for either a TV show or a web show called Vet to Vet. where Dr. Christina goes out, and it's part reality show, part documentary, where you go out and she treats the animals of veterans, current veterans that are active, and also retired veterans, and collecting some of their stories, and also you have the human side with their pets. So if there are any veterans out there listening right now that would like to be a part of that, we're offering free veterinary care in exchange for a camera crew coming into your home. So that's something that we're doing right now as well.
Okay. What's your timetable on that?
Well, we're just starting to shoot, and so hopefully in the spring is when the pilot will be out, and then we'll see where it, you know, see where it goes from there. So it's
very
pretty
exciting.
What a
ideas.
Great journey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great journey. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side, try to give out the phone number again, maybe get in a question or two. We're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Walking the dog. Yes, a walking the dog. If you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the dog. Come on.
And welcome back to our final segment of the program this morning. We're talking with Dr. Christina Lehner. Dr. Christina is the owner of Creature Comfort Care, LLC, located in Oshkosh. Having a great conversation this morning and hearing some great testimonials from some of the folks who own the pets that she's helped euthanize and put to sleep peacefully. If you have a question for Dr. Christina, we could probably get one question in yet. 281-1150 in Appleton. Or 866-887-1150 if you're outside the Appleton area. Dr. Christina, you have a memorial event coming up. Tell us about the memorial event.
Well, I'm really excited. I have a pet memorial that we're going to be holding at the Oshkosh Area Animal Shelter, and it's going to be next Sunday from 2 to 3:30. Mm-hmm. There is no Packer game on that day, so we definitely try to make sure about that. But it's really open to anybody and everybody who wants to be there. We did one of these last year, and it was just a great way to just come together and just support each other, remember our pets. We do have a photo montage as well as just some snacks and just some time for chatting and being together. And it should be a really nice time. So please feel welcome to attend and contact us if you would like to be there.
At your website, they contact you through your website?
Through our website, Facebook, you can call, you can email. So really whatever's easiest for you.
So and this is designed more or less as a support group situation for people who've lost pets.
It really is. It's just a nice way to really pay tribute and remember our pets.
A wonderful, wonderful idea.
Dr. Christina, if someone is listening and they have a pet that's ailing, that's pretty ill, what thought process should they go through to conclude to call you? How do you make the decision as a pet owner, to make the call?
I think the biggest thing is to not ignore the changes that you're seeing with your pet. Those little subtle things, like changes in appetite, changes in activity level, things like that, they really are significant. And whenever we do see a pet that's limping, that means pain. So a lot of families, they really don't want to think about this part, but this is a very important part. And it's just so easy to just really try to wait and see. But I think really it's best to be proactive because they don't have a voice, and we really have to be their advocate.
Mm-hmm. There comes a time, I mean, some friends of mine have had pets that had issues and they had to put the pet down. But there comes a time when the pain in the pet is so obvious that the pet needs relief at that point.
Most definitely.
And it's good when people start to see those changes to call us right away, because we can go out there for an initial exam and help you determine when it is the right time, because that's a hard thing. It's hard to know when is the right time. Is there a right time? And so by us going out there doing quality of life assessments and things like that, that helps you quantify it and gives you another voice to help you go through, make that decision process.
Mm-hmm. And there's often a lot of times where we really can try to help adjust the living situation, adjust the pain control, or do things to really help that pet.
Great.
Okay.
Well, we're coming to the end of our program, and we usually ask our guests to leave a biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom for the folks who are in business out there thinking of starting a business, something to guide them as they start their business. Now, we've invited both of you, each of you, to leave a biz tip. Dr. Christina, would you like to go first?
Sure. My biz tip is that it really doesn't take a lot to get started as far as money goes. So it doesn't take a lot of money to get started. So don't let that be your inhibiting factor.
That is a great biz tip. Great.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Nate?
If you're not passionate about it, don't do it. If you're going to do it, if you're trying to start a business for the money or for some other reason other than I'm passionate, don't do it, because it's you're going to end up not liking it. It's not going to be fun. We love what we do. We do what we do every single day. We answer the phones all the time, and it's never a problem. We love it.
Yeah, Tony, I think we're going to need definitely to bring him in at one of the classes so that he can tell that to everybody, and they'll get it from somebody on the outside.
I would even
just
take
me.
It one step further, Randy. I think he's going to be a SCORE mentor.
Eventually,
Oshkosh market.
You got it.
We have a recruit right here.
Yep. Way to go.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. No, those are great tips, and your business experience and your savvy and your understanding, and I like the fact that you were moving slowly enough so you could recognize the opportunity when it presented itself. Some people move so quickly,
right?
They miss it.
Grow naturally.
Let's do something to pay off our student loan debt.
Right.
And look what happened. Mm-hmm. Not only did you take care of the debt, but you look at the good you're doing out there.
Right.
It's really great. Thank you very much for coming in this morning, Dr. Christina.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for having us.
It's been a great show. We enjoyed it.
Yep. Randy, you're selling trees today?
Yep. Tree lot's going to be open until 5 o'clock this evening. Again, at the corner in front of the Festival Foods store on Northland Avenue.
Are you going to be there?
After I leave here, I'm pretty much on my way over.
Are you going to put the tree costume on today?
No, we're not going to do that today. No,
you're not going to light the place
up. I'm not going to twinkle for everybody today, but we might do it later on.
And also, we would like to remind the listening audience to go out there and shop locally today. Today is U.S. Small Business Local Day, and Appleton has a great program where you can get some points, and you turn those in, you can have a chance to win some prizes. So go visit your local merchants today. Support your local business. Thank you very much for listening. You've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.